RDU 98.5, the best station in all the world. La-da-da. Hey, I'm very excited for my next guest. Last time they came on, I said they were probably one of the Student Radio Network favourites, and that hasn't changed in the few weeks since. I'm very lucky to have Gussie from Earth Tongue on the line with me. Good morning, Gussie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to, playing some shows again and coming down tomorrow.
Yeah. That's also it's been quite sunny here. It's tomorrow. You have shows here tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're playing at Loon's tomorrow night, which, great venue. How are you feeling? How's the performing been going recently? I mean, you've had some big gigs. Are you feeling really in, this perfect performance mindset at the moment?
Yeah, we're feeling good. I think those Queens of the Stone Age shows we did were really good to kind of, get us up to scratch. Yeah, so I feel a lot more relaxed now. It's like, look, we're not playing to thousands of people. It's chill.
I'll get back to that, but I do quickly want to ask. Last time you were on here, we were talking about Bodies Dissolve Tonight, which came out. Very highly well-received song, I should say, here on the Student Radio Network. How's the reception been from your end?
Yeah, it's been good. Man, it's just such a relief to put something out after quite a long time and, just hear people digging it and lots of the student radio stations still playing it. So, and it's also been nice to hear what people think of the music video as well. It's just kind of got a lot of views on YouTube, and that's always nice. So we actually have another song coming out next week. I'm sorry it's not in time for the Christchurch show, but
how dare you?
That's just around the corner, so hopefully people are they're ready for a new tune.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure people are. I'd be very surprised if they're not. I have to ask about the Queens of the Stone Age shows. How were they? How was that?
Oh, it was so awesome. To play to that many people was a bit scary, to be honest. but I think our music really aligned with their audience, and especially in Christchurch, the crowd was really into it, they were just on fire,
I heard the shows were amazing. Did you get to play with them or anything?
I wish. No, we did get to, we watched from side of stage and met the guys. Christchurch was the last show, so we had a bit of a party after that one. That was cool. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely party with Queens of the Stone Age. Oh, my God. Show in Christchurch tomorrow night at Loon's. What should people be expecting? If they've seen you perform before, will they be surprised? Or will it be kind of what people are expecting?
Well, I'm really glad we're playing at Loon's. We've never played there before. We've usually played dark room and then quite small venues where everyone's sort of squished in and probably a bit uncomfortable. I'm really glad that we're kind of venturing out. And I've been to the venue before, but I've never played it. So I think it'll be a nice experience for everyone. And we've got a support band, Seismic, who I don't know if you're familiar, but
I am.
They're a really cool live band. Yeah, so, the other cool thing is we're going to have a liquid light show, so like with oils, psychedelic oils being projected. So that's like an extra special experience that's only for the Christchurch show.
Oh, that's so cool. Is that using a overhead projector?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks amazing when it's done. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember the OHP from, like, primary school, so just it cracks me up, like, to see it used in this context. Oh my God. So, I've got to ask, where do you get tickets for this show? I guess that's the obvious question, really, isn't it?
Tickets are from Under the Radar.
Brilliant. Hey, Gussie, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's always a delight to talk to you, and great to hear. I mean, I'd love to hear more about partying with Queens of Stone Age, but I'm sure a lot of that can't be mentioned on radio, so I won't poke and prod too much more. All I'll say is thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for your show tomorrow night. I have to wrangle a few things, but I'm going to try get out there. So I'll scream and yell
Hell yeah.
If I'm there.